Hello and welcome to the podcast. Today I would like to talk a little bit about Space Brothers. It's the idea that all the aliens that possibly exist out there, all the UFO phenomena, they're all good guys looking to help us. They come here to give us free energy, to give us advice on how to run the planet, and in general, just a bunch of happy-go-lucky travelers looking out for the best of mankind. And I would have to say that on the face of it, I just pretty much disagree with that because it doesn't make any sense. And one of the biggest promoters of this theory is the Pope of all people. Now, without getting too far into the whole conspiracy with the Catholic Church, it's important to point out that the Vatican does have over 50 miles of library shelves, which they aren't sharing with you and I. In fact, it's pretty much impossible to even get in there and do research. They say that you have to ask for specific documents. They're concealing miles and miles of information, lots of which could possibly deal with the UFO phenomenon, ETs, abduction, whatever. They have records going back hundreds of years. So when the Pope comes out and says things like he's willing to baptize aliens, that we shouldn't just automatically turn away from an ET that would happen to show up on our doorstep because that could be another one of God's creatures. And he even goes on to say something to the effect of, we have to be careful not to recognize the Holy Spirit in all its forms. Now, to me, this is a very, very dangerous statement. You have to keep in mind, there's over a billion Catholics in the world, and, you know, we have to consider their religious beliefs, and a lot of these folks really, truly do believe that the Pope is more or less God incarnate on the earth, and he has the one true connection to the Almighty. So when this fellow comes out and says, hey, every UFO phenomenon is just an expression of God's creation, and that we need to be open to this, this could create some real problems if it gets to the point where there is a UFO phenomenon, and it becomes a negative situation. We have to ask ourselves, what normally happens when an advanced species or society meets a less advanced society? And we have to look no further than our own country for that. I mean, look what happened when the Europeans came upon the indigenous population in North and South America. They brought a lot of things with them. They brought technology, but they also brought things like smallpox and measles. And the fact is that for a large part, the indigenous populations in the New World didn't do very well with their contact with the people from the Old World who had an advantage over them. So I think it's kind of silly. It's a little bit naive just to think that if there ever is a point where whatever's behind this UFO phenomenon decides to open up and communicate with us, that they're doing that for our own good. We have to consider all the possibilities. Could they be a group or phenomenon that's actually there to help us and spread the good news of technology? Well, maybe. But could they also be a group that's just out there for their own benefit? And really don't care what happens to us. We have to consider all those possibilities. For the Pope to come out and say that, well, he believes that the UFOs are generally good and more advanced than us, that's dangerous. And he uses some really faulty logic to do this. He says that the Catholic Church now believes in evolution, and because evolution basically postulates that everything is evolving toward a higher life form, then it must be the case that these aliens are more evolved than us, because obviously they've come here from a long ways away and they're using craft to get here somehow that we don't have the technology of. So if they have a better technology than us, well, they must be better people than us. Well, this is easily disprovable. I mean, the Nazis had great technology. North Korea supposedly has a hydrogen bomb now. Does that mean that a North Korean dictator is a great guy? No, of course, that's just ridiculous, and it's a completely false logic. We can't assume just because a group of people or aliens or whoever is more technologically advanced than us, that they're more morally advanced than us. It could be a situation where it's AI headed toward us, and you know, you're meeting Spock, and they don't care about whether or not humans have a soul or whether or not humans have feelings. And you can kind of back this up just with some of the abduction cases, the way people are treated, people having implants put in them that are used as tracking devices, or the cattle mutilations. There's a lot of things going on here that don't point toward this, you know, awesome bunch of altruistic aliens that are showing up on our doorstep because they're here to help. It doesn't make sense. Secondly, you know, he makes the offhand comment that he would baptize the Martians. Well, I kind of think that if the aliens did show up, they wouldn't really care about being baptized by the Pope, just to put that out there. And lastly, if it's the whole argument of evolution itself, to my mind, it's a false argument, because here's what I think about evolution. Evolution is a million-year solution to an immediate problem. I'm going to repeat that. Evolution is a million-year solution to an immediate problem. By the time that any organism of any size, at least, gets around to evolving, it's too late. Now, do you have microevolution in viruses and bacteria? Sure. But talking about things on the big scale, like animals needing to grow gills so they can live in the water, or animals that are in the water needing to grow legs so they can grow out of the water, this sort of stuff is all fantasy land, because by the time that they got around to sprouting the mutations, it's too late. I look around where I live at. We have another epidemic of insect from China. First, they came in with insects that killed the elm trees. The elm trees are pretty much extinct now. Now it's with the ash trees. The trees don't have time to evolve or adapt. They just go extinct, and that's pretty much how nature works. I mean, when these big changes come in, things just go extinct. And that could be what could happen with mankind if we ever come in contact with a higher order of beings, say, on a technological level. We may never have time to adapt. So it's very important that if that situation ever occurs, that people are aware of all the possibilities, and that they don't just lay down and submit to whatever shows up on our doorstep and says, hey, I'm here from whatever galaxy and I'm here to help. We have to approach this thing logically and with thought, and really consider all the possibilities, and not submit our own curiosity to whatever authority figure happens to come along. So as far as Space Brothers are concerned, I'm not eliminating the possibility, but I think it's important that we consider all of the possibilities. And it's not really a good idea to trust every stranger you meet. Yes, the next stranger you meet could be your best friend, but the next stranger you meet could always also be your worst enemy, or even the person that victimizes you. So it's just like anything in life. When we're talking about the UFO phenomenon, we need to approach the subject with consideration and with intelligence, and not just a blanket theory of how we look at it. And as far as the Pope is concerned, well, he's entitled to his opinion, but I think I'll continue to approach the UFO phenomenon with logic and reason. That's it for today. This is UFO Warning saying over and out.